Trump administration will tap emergency fund to pay partial food stamp benefits. China academic intimidation claim referred to counterterrorism police. Agony for families as landslide death toll climbs in Uganda and Kenya. Antarctic glacier's rapid retreat sparks scientific whodunit. Israeli military's ex-top lawyer arrested over leak of video allegedly showing Palestinian detainee abuse. Worker dies after partial collapse of medieval tower in Rome. Seven climbers dead after Nepal avalanche. Oscar-nominated actress Diane Ladd dies at 89. Guinea's coup leader enters presidential race. Jamaica's hurricane aftermath overwhelming. Sean Paul says Trump backs Cuomo for New York City mayor and threatens to cut funding if Mamdani wins. At least 20 dead after magnitude 6.3 earthquake hits Afghanistan. Trump says he doubts U.S. will go to war with Venezuela. I'm the luckiest man alive, but also suffering, says Air India crash sole survivor. Valencia leader resigns over handling of deadly floods. Clooney says Harris replacing Biden was a mistake. ChatGPT owner OpenAI signs $38 billion cloud computing deal with Amazon. Drones seen over Belgian military base for third night. Minister says public barred as Tanzanian president sworn in. Maldives bans smoking for younger generations. Justin Baldoni case against Blake Lively dismissed after deadline lapse. Popular Malaysian rapper charged with drug use. Israel confirms Hamas returned bodies of three soldiers held hostage. Trump's planned tests are not nuclear explosions, U.S. Energy Secretary says. I built this AI ant for women after family tragedy in South Africa. Trump tariffs head to Supreme Court in case eagerly awaited around the world. New Yorkers could pick a political newcomer to run their city and take on Trump. My pregnant teen toasts bread over a candle flame in Georgian prison, mum says. Young Russians are being seduced by a cheap, dangerous weight loss pill called Molecule I, blew the whistle on a massive tax scam, and they sued me. 300 million tourists just visited China's stunning Xinjiang region. There's a side they didn't see. Devastation on repeat. How climate change is worsening. Pakistan's deadly floods. Egypt's Grand Museum opens, displaying Tutankhamun's tomb in full for the first time. I was accused of spying and beaten, a boy's escape from captured Sudan city. Mamdani, Cuomo or Sliwa? New Yorkers on their choice for mayor, Hurricane Melissa, aerial view of ground zero destruction. Masked agents, tear gas and raids, the tactics used in Trump's deportation drive, watch. Moment train collides with lorry carrying vehicles. Police find suspected cocaine in trick-or-treat bucket. Oil slips on oversupply concerns after OPEC Plus output plans. U.S. regulator rejects Colonial Pipeline's plan to change Northeast gasoline delivery. Oil prices flat as traders weigh OPEC Plus pause. Russian sanctions risk Panama Canal to complete pre-qualification for port concessions in early 2026. SLB launches new AI product as it focuses on digital sales growth. Factbox: which of Trump's tariffs could the U.S. Supreme Court strike down? U.S. wants UN sanctions on seven vessels over North Korea exports. Russian push for OPEC Plus action pause met no Saudi resistance, sources say. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 1.60%. Nokia to delist from Paris Stock Exchange, maintain Helsinki and Nias listings. Pfizer accuses Novo Nordisk of anti-competitive plot to stall Metsera deal in lawsuit. Norway wealth fund to vote against Musk's $1 trillion Tesla pay package. Novo Nordisk CEO faces baptism of fire amid board shakeup. Pfizer fight UK regulator refers Getty Shutterstock merger for an in-depth investigation. Nintendo hikes operating forecast by 16%. First Brands accuses former CEO Patrick James of multi-billion dollar fraud. Starbucks to sell 60% stake in China business to Boyu Capital. Germany faces record trade deficit with China.